Sports drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. 3 days old baby abandoned at a residence in Mukushi's Ara compound. Residents of Kapirimponsha's Lunchubi area complain of poor network communication. In African news, 3 fans are die in Algeria football stadium fall. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A male baby of approximately 3 days old was discovered abandoned at a residence in Mukushi's Ara compound on Saturday 21st June 2025. Mwaka Mwaya, the daughter of a tenant at the residence, says that she first heard the sound of a baby crying around 04 hours, but she remained inside but later went outside with other residents around 05 hours, where they found the baby lying in the yard wrapped in a chitenge with no clothing and left unattended.
Kwenza kuma 04. Nisi tunaenda ku bathroom tena zambela mwana bila. Enzali la for about 3 to 4 times so. So potoka panze ndo mwana nzina tokela naenda ku bathroom nubuna bolela na mbufuza na dadi na tumombela mwana bila. Na tukusali kuli mwana baby sewa penza wana munga tunywa landlord kaina heva landlord wali na mwana sewa so, like, penza yanki na mocha ya mtutu so around kuma 05 lepe wenza wabwela kuna kinga wa landlord kamba tiyo tato wako wiku utuna tuwa iku bedza wali gone bukamba tibuwa wane kuli mwana kunu so it's like muna wa mwana enzo pita na kusakila pomsi demo lenza chokila baba beza kusali na geti nishamuka pa maflower sana vele vivonte beneza mfunga che mkatengi mwana mwamuna.
And landlady Mioba Kalinda says residents quickly took steps to protect the baby from the cold by dressing him in warm clothes. Ms. Mioba adds that the police were then informed and responded promptly by visiting the scene, and with the help of few residents they took the baby to the hospital.
Abarume bandi bashirafuma bashiraga mu kitofu bashirandati bari umwana panse so nakisa batari kana tamwewe pofi oho bashirandati aho bari umwana ufoto wakisa afuma twahise basanga n'umwana n'abamukomba mu kitenge fye tapari ofu wakifwara akiwafe mu kitenge ofo nakia busha batenanti kulya kung'anda oho bakisaisa ufo bachisa msenda tuwa mfaila nesu ya kufuarisha kwa chafuara haka weko numba before tatula msenda na chisa tumina koba waka pukola shotu wao kumunase na vena rafika nukufika ufo tuachimtuala na kosito.
District Health Director Dr. Kelvin Sinkala on Sunday afternoon confirmed that the baby is approximately 3 days old and in a stable condition, further stating that the child is receiving medical attention and remains under the care of hospital staff. A devastating fire incident occurred at Copa Cabana Bar and Restaurant in Gashi Avenue, Mufulira, leaving the premises burnt to ashes. The incident happened between 22:30 hours on June 20th, 2025, and 01 hours on June 21st, 2025. Copperbelt Police Commanding Officer Pethia Sasiandenge has told Kombon Radio News that the fire was reported to the police by the building owner Joseph Mwemba. The property value of the damage is yet to be established. Mr. Sasiandenge further said the security guard on duty, Manda Emmanuel, from Roadstar Security Company discovered the fire after hearing a strange noise around 01 hours on June 21st, 2025, and promptly called the company director and the fire brigade, who rushed to the scene but found 90% of the premises already engulfed in flames. He adds that the police have visited the scene and investigations are currently underway to determine the cause of the fire, which is still unknown. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 43 license applications and 6 construction permits across the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors, representing a total investment commitment of 3.9 billion kwacha, approximately US$159 million. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumba has told Comrade News that 43 approved licenses span a wide range of energy-related activities that are critical to strengthening Zambia's energy value chain. She adds that the ERB has licensed 85 road tank vehicles to support the safe and efficient transportation of petroleum products. Mrs. Kasumba says the board has also authorized 6 newly constructed service stations to begin operations.
These include the manufacture, supply, installation and maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment, the distribution, import and export of petroleum products and liquefied petroleum gas, as well as the importation, blending, packaging, distribution and export of lubricants. These undertakings are vital to enhancing energy's availability, promoting the adoption of cleaner and more efficient technologies, and ensuring a reliable supply of energy products and services across the country. Among the 6 construction permits approved, 2 are for large-scale renewable energy projects. Fitula Solar Company Limited received authorization to construct a 12-megawatt solar plant in Chingola at an estimated cost of $11.5 million, while Ganaton South Solar Limited will develop a 20-megawatt solar power plant in Kitwe, representing an investment of $22.9 million.
The Center for Environmental Justice, CEJ, has handed over a community nursery shed to host 30,000 seedlings to the government through Makonkoto Primary School and the Forestry Department in Sinazongwe District, Southern Province. This came to light during a handover ceremony under the Resilient Initiatives for Sustainable Environment RISE project, funded by Bread for the World Germany. CEJ board representative Emmanuel Mutamba has described the nursery as a powerful symbol of collective commitment to restoring the environment through education and reforestation. Mr. Mutamba says the facility is expected to serve as a vital hub for growing seedlings, promoting reforestation, and advancing environmental education among young learners. He adds that the shed will now support conservation activities or nurturing a culture of environmental stewardship in the district.
This project, under the RISE project, which she has been implementing over the years, is meant to support the school and the forest department raise seedlings for you and for the community and for the nation. We are basically together in this journey to achieve the environmental sustainability for Sinazongwe. And these Tiboroches will be leading in this process.
Speaking earlier, Center for Environment Justice, CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalomwape, reaffirmed the organization's commitment to sustainability and youth empowerment. Ms. Mwape has highlighted the importance of the facility, calling it a symbol of hope, collaboration and shared commitment to nurturing the environment for future generations.
I extend my deepest gratitude to our partners, the Break for the World Germany, that has been supporting CEJ since 2018 when we came to Sinazongwe, the government department for Sinazongwe, the community members and other stakeholders who have worked tirelessly to make this project a reality. To Makonkoto School and the Forest Department, congratulations. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations once again.